program, you're about to hear Bob's Slap Pun Fun House with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Boy, you're hotter than a firecracker on the 5th of July.
Oh, God, no. Is today the 5th?
Oh, yeah.
I need to get out of here.
There's also something about the world being about to end, too.
You get the hell out of here!
There is no cause for alarm, said official broadcast on the 5th.
Click.
Oh, some dark force, no doubt, will show its face once more. The wheel will always turn. But for now, it's calm. And for a little time, at least, we can rest.
The time is now. A nightmare is about to begin.
The planet Earth has emitted an overabundance of diseases. They are contaminating the universe. All the planets light years away from here will suffer. Unless it is destroyed.
Destroyed?
The things that were going to set up the final events of the world are now taking place right before our eyes.
Soon the hour of judgment will arrive. Yes, very soon.
Crazy, man.
I'm not making this up. These guys are for real.
Hey, as long as it turns out better than 2012, I'll be happy.
No. Millions of people are going to suddenly vanish into thin air. And it's the best part.
Fire from heaven is going to destroy the Earth?
Really?
I think our luck's run out.
What are we going to do?
We're going to old Susie's place.
Does that old bitch still live there?
In fact, I thought they'd put her in a state sanitarium.
They did, but they let her out.
Great.
The same experience as looking at her. Fun from far away, but really scary up close.
She foresees, judges, and rules her appointed realm.
A whore. She's a whore.
Maybe we can sell her to the Martian circus.
I feel we're bonded in our hate for this she demon.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
She is cursed too often by those who ought to sing her praises, wrongfully blamed and defamed. But she is blessed and does not hear it.
Go hug your floozy.
Susie! Susie!
Go away! Damn it!
Wake up!
I'm up, and having a nightmare.
Hi, Susie, it's me.
It's me? That really narrows it down, considering the whole town's in my bedroom.
Again.
And again, and again, and again.
Oh, my.
What's up? Usually you have the pitchforks and the torches. Are you traveling light?
Hi, Susie. It's 420 degrees Fahrenheit here right now.
What am I supposed to do about it?
Probably a good time to get out of the f***ing city, Susie.
Ah, beat it yourself.
Susie, we've got to get out of here.
Please, Susie.
I'm done being played for a schnook. How many times do you idiots have to wake up and smell the mail fraud before you catch on that you've been had?
Is that right? Well, maybe Susie Homewrecker here would like to help out.
What do I look like, the freaking United Way? Here, unite on this!
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
Eat me raw. I'm done helping you losers. There is no X Day.
Well, if I spent my life as tanked up as you do, I wouldn't want to go near an open flame either.
There's the window. Take a jump, you tired old piece. Now get lost!
Yes! And then she shut the f***ing door!
Punish the unbeliever! She scoffs at holiness! Punish her! Punish her!
She what?
She's still drinking.
That little MF?
Susie don't give a damn.
Why, that ungrateful little whippersnapper?
She's not hurting anybody.
She's jeopardizing every one of us.
Yeah, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn up the backside.
Or whatever.
We'll think of something.
Give up and get out. Let those who can take over.
So, I hope you'll enjoy Jesus Christ.
Yeah! But rest assured that everything is going as it should be. Chaos only makes it that much more interesting.
I foresee the world plunged into chaos and torment far beyond anything previously experienced by mankind.
I just can't believe it.
Well, you better believe it. The end of the world.
Could be.
It doesn't seem possible.
That's because people have been talking about it for so long.
It's nothing to laugh about.
How about that? I could have been driving along the highway and bam, the end of the world. Well, at least I've got some company here.
What are we going to do? I don't know. This is a nightmare.
You started all this with a fear talk. Of course we're frightened sometimes, but we put up with being frightened. What does that mean but nightmares? Anyway, you don't help. You're a lot of crybabies and sissies, that's what.
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you devil!
Everything was going wrong.
Well, we're boned.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
Oh, I don't know. She might have something there.
We'll continue to track her using our covert agents.
Get the tech team ready, but don't take action.
Send your answer to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm.
Play that funky music, Pink Floyd.
By now, my friends, you must be wondering, what the f***?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Look at it in a positive light.
We're going to get out of
this. No, we're not.
Didn't I tell you I had a cool feeling? Everything was going to be groovy. Well, everything's worked out up till now, hasn't it?
This is different.
No, it's not. The odds are longer, yeah.
But listen, I'll tell you something else that everybody's whispering about.
For many years, rumors have persisted.
The Dark Age. The long, dark age. And it's about to end.
But this is a pretty big patch of ground. And I got a good feeling everything's going to be all right.
Us or them? Which one? Which one of us truly deserves punishment from heaven?
No, nobody knows.
Wait! We can discuss this!
Where do we start?
It's Stang's party.
He knows what to do.
So it depends on the ridiculous knowledge of Mr. Stang.
Where is he?
Somewhere out there.
He'll tell us what to do.
Mr. Stang.
He'll make things work.
Mr. Stang.
What kind of drug and how much?
I've made $1 million selling 5,000 pounds of hash to school kids.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Mr. Stang.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Listen, we got to be careful about the airport when that happens.
Perhaps, Mr. Stang.
He knows what to do.
I don't know nothing.
The end of the world. How long have we got?
I don't remember.
What we once saw we had, we didn't. And what we have now will never be that way again. So we call upon the author to explain. Some tight kids straddle the streets. We've shunned them from the greasy grind. The poor little things, they look so sad and old as they mount us from behind. I ask them to desist and to refrain, and then we call upon the author to explain. Rosary clutched in his hand, he died with tubes up his nose, and a cabal of angels with finger symbols chanted his name in code. We shook our fists at the punishing rain, and we called upon the author to explain. He said everything is messed up round here, everything is banal and jejune. It's a planetary conspiracy against the likes of you and me in this idiot constituency of the moon. Well, he knew exactly who to blame, and we called upon the author to explain. Oh, Prolex, Prolex, nothing a pair of scissors can't fix.
Yeah, well, it was Dallas. Oh, and oh! The Masons, they're into group sex, orgies and all that, baby sacrifice, which smells awful, but yet they're doing subgeniusly things too. And they paid us $500 per minute.
Young people gather around my feet and they ask me things, but I don't know where to start. They ignite the powder trail straight to my father's heart. And yeah, once again, I called upon the author to explain. Yo, we call upon the author to explain. Well, who is this great burden? some slavering dog thing than mediocre's my every thought. I feel like a vacuum cleaner, a complete sucker. It's f***ed up and he is a f***er. But what an enormous and encyclopedic brain. I call upon the author to explain. Rampant discrimination, mass poverty, third world debt, infectious disease, global inequality, and deepening socioeconomic divisions. Well, it does in your brain. And we call upon the author to explain.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. The great Oz has spoken.
Oh, now hang on, my friend Doug is tapping on the window. Hey, Doug, how you been?
Awful brain virus.
Well, he brings me a book on Holocaust poetry, complete with pictures, and then he tells me to get ready for the rain. And we call upon the author to explain.
Yes, something sinister is coming soon.
Oh, no. I say, a Prolex, Prolex, summer pair of scissors can't fix.
The world is ending. You can see it.
You kidding?
I'm actually not kidding. We owe thanks to the listeners that pay, and death to the ones who didn't ever pay, unless they're planning to pay.
Bukowski was a jerk. Berryman was best. He wrote like wet paper mache, but he went the Hemingway. Weirdly on wings and with maximum pain. We call upon the author to explain. Another volume of unreconstructed rubbish. Well, the waves were soldiers moving. Well, thank you, yeah, thank you, thank you. And again, I call upon the author to explain. Yeah, I call upon the author to explain. I call upon the author to explain. Yeah, we call upon the author to explain. I said, Prolix, Prolix, there's nothing a pair of scissors can't fix.
They never made any sense, but that was the charm of it.
He has created a world he can't escape from.
He needs Thorazine.
Your motives seem a trifle obscure.
How about revenge? That too?
Revenge? Ah, yes, grudges, that sort of thing.
You got a better idea?
A very sound motive.
So it was just to get even with God.
Isn't it great?
Now we must fake the hook, see if they bite, and pull them in.
Look, man, if the world's coming to an end and me and my chick one-handed standing in front of a bar, that's none of your business.
Oh!
Did you have to hit him?
You promised me no one would get hurt.
I'll use force to keep order.
You ought to take it easy. Who knows how much time we have left?
I don't know.
I think you need a demonstration of what's in store for you.
Wait, we can discuss this.
All units, situation 1310, this is not a test. Condition yellow, air raid, extreme emergency. All officers take charge, operation Eager. 1310, yellow alert, this is not a test.
I feel better.
The more I read in scientific papers, the more confused I become.
I read your books.
Books. That's what started the whole apocalypse.
Pretty logical thinking. We all know the first action will be to knock out the country's ability to resist.
Ha! Bells are ringing, girl, it's getting late. The train's pulling out, there's no time to waste. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. Staple your ticket and I'm your shoe.
The warriors of vengeance, the high priests of death. We have been chosen to make others pay for the crime of being alive. We guarantee that all humanity, accomplices and heirs of the nuclear holocaust will be wiped out once and for all. That the seed of man will be canceled forever from the face of the earth.
Yeah! We'll offer you 1,000, 10,000
stupid lives. So I say to you, hate! With all your heart, hate! Hate and exterminate! Death! And death you shall have, you last ugly dregs of humanity! You don't deserve to live!
Mr. President.
Punish those clods! It's against the rules to interrupt me!
Excuse me for a moment. But rest assured that everything is going as it should be.
Chaos only makes it that much more interesting.
We gotta get out of here. Those guys, they're shooting anything that moves.
You got me.
I have three prime pieces of advice. Number one is get out of the city.
It's going to be a conflict to end all conflicts.
Number two is get out of the city.
As much as 60 to 80% of all of Earth will be destroyed.
And number three is get out of the city.
Now that's kind of one-way thinking.
All units, condition red. Evacuation operation scatter. This is not a test. 1310, situation red. All highways out of population centers to be cleared for evacuation. All officers have full authority to deal with local problems.
Did you hear that? They're evacuating the city.
That's right.
Look, man, can't you get on that thing and ask them what's going on?
They'll tell us as soon as they know.
What about Conrad? Maybe they know what's going on.
Conrad Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Conrad Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency.
Crazy, man.
And that way is Ramco.
Ramco?
A missile fuel refinery. But we're in a prime target area. You and you and you and me are sitting ducks on ground zero.
Sit down.
Do you mean we're sitting on a target?
Right smack in the bulldog.
Well, let's get out of here.
A bad reaction. Every time. You get those.
If this is ground zero.
National security is a responsibility of every American.
No, thank you. I make $9 an hour.
Bork.
Cavity search.
Deep and hard. They're not going to get away this time. I want roadblocks. Every road out of here for 200 miles.
Now get moving.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Wake up, Joe.
I'm not sleeping, baby. I'm just too much of a coward to keep my eyes open.
A natural reluctance in all of us to go to war.
Dig?
It's an aspect of the Christian life we would just as soon forget.
there is an army who can conquer all the him and his great band. It's the regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushrooms of destruction fall in all its purity green, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate. Are you ready for the great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ain't from on high? Are you ready for the great atomic power?
Attention all control points, all military, all civil defense units. Operation Scatter must not slow down. Traffic stoppages on river freeways must be cleared. Execute severest measures to control hysteria and keep traffic flowing. Martial law. Emphasize martial law.
Sam, I want to go home. I don't want to stay here.
Yes, let's get in the car.
You just heard the radio. Every road is jammed. Where are you going to go?
I don't know, but I'm going to go someplace.
Where?
Well, come on.
Who's attacking us?
I don't know, but the warning's been coming over his radio.
Automobiles can't move us fast enough to get us out of the area of destruction.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means nuclear warfare.
Prepare for nuclear attack! Strike back. Shows not to believe.
that.
Are they sure it's coming here?
Yes, they're sure. They're evacuating the city.
Oh, God.
There's no place to run.
No place.
We're safer here than we would be in a city. Lucky I stopped you. Any idea what it's like back there? People get pretty panicky.
I bet they're scratching and fighting their way out.
Look, maybe it's my fault for mentioning Ground Zero. I was just talking because I ain't no general.
We'll make it.
Oh, man, that's a laugh. We'll make it just because you say so, huh?
I'll use force to keep order.
You ought to take it easy. Who knows how much time we have left? Seems a shame to waste it getting mad at each other.
Wait a minute.
What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. Empty that truck.
What?
No, yeah, right. Whatever you say, pal.
You heard me. All of you. Empty that truck and get inside of my protector.
Wacko.
I don't want to be locked up inside of that truck.
Do you realize how long we'll have to stay inside?
It's going to be about 2 weeks.
That's right. The radiation will be deadly.
Do you really think we could stand a blast in the truck?
You got a better idea?
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
There's no place to go. Now let's get over there and get that truck unloaded.
Well, just between you and me, do you think it's going to do any good?
What do you mean?
You know if we're within 200 miles of Ground Zero, it's no use.
People survived Hiroshima and they didn't have any warning.
Well, that was an old-fashioned atomic bomb. Now, if they use the hydrogen warhead, then what?
In that case, it's over. No truck, no mountain, no nothing. We can't think that way.
What's happening, Pop?
We don't want to be litter bug.
Your kid.
Oh, we want to keep it clean for the...
What are we going to do?
If we're on ground zero, everything for miles around will be burnt beyond recognition.
Well, I've known that all along.
It would make more sense asking forgiveness on the ridge than going through all these survival motions.
Then why stay?
Because Mr. Law's ordered us to.
Well, we'll see about that.
Well, what about the others?
Oh, once they lock that door, they'll never open it again. He actually believes that they've got a chance in there. If anybody has a chance, it'll be young folks like you.
Always be prepared.
My motto, too.
Now, you two, get in the pickup. I got something else to do.
No, I'm not
going to... Now, Junie, I'm not coming with you. I'm going to the top of that mountain. I'm going to climb up there and watch it happen. I don't particularly want to be around when this thing's over with. But you two have got to believe that there can be a new beginning.
You're wrong.
Oh, it's no use.
No.
Well, get in the truck.
Come on, get in there! Stay inside.
I'm scared.
About that jazz. Didn't that frost you? For the first time, we got independence. Dick?
Joe, what's gonna happen?
Nothing's gonna happen.
I don't wanna die.
You're not gonna die. We're gonna get out of this.
No, we're not.
She's still drinking. He said there was to be no more drinking. We're gonna be penned up in this truck for 2 weeks.
No, I haven't seen Rudy, you dumb broad.
And I don't like the idea of spending 14 days with an alcoholic woman.
More to make everybody pull together and feel great about
trying. More is necessary. It's just the way it's going
to be. You just.
Civilization's about to blow itself apart.
And it goes without saying, it caused him to empty his bowels.
Yeah, someone's ass.
Fires caused by the continuing meteorite showers are still blazing around the country for the 11th straight day, while freak weather conditions persist across the world. Flood waters in Belgium are still rising, and the mudslides in Central America have sparked fears of the spread of disease.
Yesterday's riots left more than 300 dead. This is part of a pattern of civil disobedience across the world that follows each new natural disaster.
The end of the world. How long have we got?
There are exactly 14 minutes left.
I'm afraid the old place is going up.
Have you heard about Amsterdam?
Yeah,
some mistake. 28 square miles of white ash.
Hey, is it just me or am I picking up some negative vibes out there? Well, here's a positive vibe for you.
A presidential candidate predicts a millennium earthquake will divine retribution.
Like the mighty fist of God, Armageddon will descend upon the city of Sin, the city of Gomorrah, the city of Sodom, and waters will arise and separate this sinful, sinful city from our country.
An earthquake measuring 9.6 on the Richter scale.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
They understood what they were doing. They were unleashing a power unlike any humankind had ever had. We now had the ability not just to kill others, but to kill all other human beings.
Oh, bravo! Well done! But you can do better than that. Go! Pour out your bowls of wrath upon the earth! Pour it out here! Bring it on!
horrible day. And then the day turned even more horrible.
After the devastation, the Constitution is amended, and the newly elected president accepts a lifetime term of office. The country's capital is relocated from Washington, D.C. to the president's hometown of Lynchburg, Virginia.
Any god that demands that kind of loyalty is a menace.
The Z-Plan was mankind's last hope. Gamera was lured into a rocket, which was sealed and shot to Mars. But the rocket crashed into a meteor. The capsule split open, and Gamera returned to Earth, his devastating power even more terrible than before. In order to store up even greater energy in his massive body, Gamera attacked Kurobe Dam, one of the largest in northern Japan.
Attention, attention. All medical personnel proceed to shelter immediately.
Missile! 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 Time of arrival, approximately 5.
See ya.
Get in the truck!
This is Coulter. Do you read me? Do you hear me?
I'm not going to go in there.
Well, I won't ask you to.
I'm not going either.
Then let's go.
We'll be in the truck. And this car will be out of operation. 10-4-0.
Right, Dad. 10-4-0.
They went away.
Come in Seattle. Seattle.
Come on, get in there!
Dear God. What am I gonna do?
Nice one.
Who would have thought this truck was going to end up as a bomb shelter?
What a place to spend our last night on Earth.
You sound like we'll all be dead in the morning.
It's a possibility. We stay here.
I'm hot. Well, aren't you hot, Joe? Is it really going to be like that?
You mean the heat and the blast and the radiation?
Yeah.
Now, how the hell should I?
But, Joe...
Shut up. Will you please, honey?
I want to get out. I can't stand this. You can stay in here if you want, but you're not going to keep me in here.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has fall under pressure that burns a building down, splits the family in two, puts people on streets.
That's okay.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Pray tomorrow gets me higher.
Okay.
Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days, it never ends, but it pours.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gets me higher.
Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why?
Kennedy laughs under pressure, we're cracking.
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance? Why can't we give love, 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 give love?
'Cause love's such an old-fashioned word, and love dares you to care for the people on the edge of the night, and love dares you to change our way of caring about ourselves. This is our last dance. This is our last dance. This is ourselves.
Under pressure. Under pressure. Pressure.
I'm gonna get out!
Got your hand up, you won't leave.
This is making me so depressed. This party stinks.
You want to ask for that?
Welcome to the group. Didn't know there was anybody in the truck. So we heard all the ruckus.
What do you got in there?
I
check this out.
Work it, baby! Work it!
All kinds of goodies.
Grab a handful! Oh, that's how Daddy likes it!
Boys will be boys.
Where'd you come from? From the city? There ain't no city no more.
Where do you think you're gonna go?
As far away from here as we can get.
You ain't got a chance, man. That blast is going to cover an area for miles around, and you ain't going to run fast enough or far enough to get it.
Why don't you get in the truck with us?
Are you kidding?
You ever see anything as wet behind the ears as that?
That flimsy thing will never hold.
Even if the blast doesn't cave it in, the heat will burn it to a crisp.
You're wrong.
All units, take shelter. Missiles coming in. Missiles 3 minutes away.
Missiles
3 minutes away. Wait a minute.
Take
shelter. That's
missiles
an
coming
idea.
In.
That's
missiles,
not a bad plan.
Missiles.
Come on,
get her!
What about Susie? Is she all right?
Susie is okay.
Okay, where is she?
I have no idea.
Well, how do you know she's all right if you don't know where she is? Where's Susie?
I haven't seen her in a long, long time, but believe me, I want to find her just as much as you do.
Open up! I know you're in there. I can hear you crapping blood. Hey, you miss me?
Oh, Susie. Oh, thank God you're alive.
Yeah, if you can call it living.
Hi, Susie. It's me.
Lady, I have no idea who the hell you are. Look, I know we've had our differences in the past, but you guys are such a bunch of bonehead idiots that I feel kind of guilty leaving you in a stupid truck, so listen. I found us a safe place to weather the nukes. There's this meat locker over yonder. And guess who's in there? Nick Cave! And guess what? There's plenty to eat. He said he had enough horse in there to take care of a whole army. So, hey, in a global apocalypse, meat is meat. I'll eat anything.
Are you kidding?
Come on. Give up your last 35 bucks to Bob and come on down to safety with us. What you say?
If you want to die, that's fine. But do not lecture me about your suicide cult.
Ah!
I'm sorry that you got sucked into it, but I'm not going to.
Well, have it your own way, asshat.
She's jeopardizing every one of us.
Forget I said anything.
You. It's the end of the world. If you live, fix it in post.
Stay inside.
All units.
Hey,
all
Mr.
Units.
Officer,
missiles.
What good missiles. Is locking the truck from red. The outside?
You're wrong.
Missiles.
You got a better idea?
Good luck
red.
With that gambit.
Condition red.
Bye.
Missiles.
Hey! They cut me off! They got my truck!
Thank you.
What a mess. This place is smoking more than I do.
When I came up from out of the meat locker, city was gone. The sky's full of lights, the snow provides a silent cover in moonlight under the stars, under the snow. And I followed this car, and I followed that car through the sand, through the snow. I turn on the radio, I listen to the DJ, and it must feel nice. It must feel nice to know that somebody needs you. And everything moves slow. Under the stars, under the ash, through the sand, the night drifts in. The snow provides a silent cover, and I'm not your favorite lover. I turn on the radio,
plenty of help from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the Hair and Skin Trading Company, Happy Flowers, Sabaton, Chocolate USA, David Bowie a cappella. Oh, and I've even got Christina along for good measure, but man, somehow it's just not overwhelming. I thought I'd be more impressed.
Oh, no, nothing's left.
Whatever.
Don't you understand? The world is dead.
The world is dead. It radiates.
Here. You don't say that on the radio, you boys.
You. You are walking dead. Rotting corpses. There is nothing left. Nothing. Nothing.
There's only one faith.
one ecstasy. Death!
She was like that. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he dragged me out of the building and onto the pavement. And I stood there shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? The most wonderful boy in Manhattan. We'd take long walks down by the river and he'd beat me black and blue and I loved it. I'd have killed for that guy. But then one day James went away. I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love?
As well as I'm standing here talking at you, that when the final moment comes, when I'm breathing my last, I'll be saying to myself,
is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the pool and have a ball.
Is that all there is? Oh, yeah, and you Seekers know this is an actual emergency. July 5th, X Day. Yes, subgenius.com has all the details. And luckily for you, there's still time. For everyone else, goodbye, suckers.
What then will the future reveal? If this story is only the beginning, is only the beginning, only the beginning.